Hello, this is Reader 7, and I am here interviewing Emerald D5 for Jay's Gone Wild Man of the Week. All right. So the ladies of GWA would like to know more about you, and I have a few questions. First of all, may I call you M?
Absolutely. And to all my friends.
Okay. Awesome. That's much easier to say. Okay, M. First question is, what brought you to GWA?
Well, let's see. I was involved in KIC due to a friend, and I got into the habit with some of them of recording 1-minute audio clips, which was me being, it was pretty much the origin of Dr. M, being as crazy as I could. And another friend, then we started recording basically what goes on GWA and just sending it back and forth. And I then got the idea going, you know, this actually might have caught on. Maybe it's out there. And I found somebody's Soundgasm account, and it made mention of GWA, and I had verification, and I started just Googling away until I finally found it.
Oh, okay.
And listening, I was all in.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's pretty standard. Once most people find it, then they're hooked. Okay. Where does your name come from? Is there a story behind it?
Well, let's see. I knew I needed to have an alternate identity to hide behind, like many of us. I have had people think I was a doctor. Okay. They thought I was trying to be cute with that, which that was kind of also how Dr. M got around.
Okay.
But actually, it has to do with what you can find online as my icon that I'll use, which is a green 10-sided die, because I'm a gamer. I play games, all sorts.
Mm-hmm.
Probably could have babysat for the Banks kids, I guess. Sorry, tangent in my head. Mary Poppins.
All right. So, why do you like doing audios?
I used to be involved in amateur theatrics. I like acting. I've always loved radio dramas. For me, it's story and just seeing what can I do? What can I manage to pull off? So, which is why I try and pick slightly different roles each time and have been slowly stretching to different things.
Okay, yes. You definitely can tell that you're always interested in trying new things with your audios. Okay. What kinds of audios do you do for those listeners who may not know?
Well, let's see. I got my start doing fear play, pretty much things that will make you uncomfortable and nervous and bump in the night, be it an evil psychiatrist, be it a demon, Mr. Hyde, different sorts. But since then, Nicole Silver seduced me into doing a few of her scripts, and the wonderful Mooney.
She's good.
Yeah. Mooney got, I got together with him and we started doing some collabs, and that led to us doing comedy, which is another thing I'm really enjoying doing. And most recently, I did actually a mail sub from Tarkus Trooper, which I don't do a lot of mail sub scripts because I find them boring. But that one was not boring, and I just loved it.
So of those, which kinds are your favorite to do?
Oh, fear play. Far and above. Oh, or humor. I like both of those, actually.
Cool. Any voices or accents you can do?
I'm not really, in my opinion, a great accent person. Actually, the biggest thing is I have to strain to not be a deep southerner.
Interesting.
It just doesn't fit for some of the roles. I mean, Mr. Hyde is a southerner, you know, redneck. All right, maybe that might make an interesting script, but it's not really what the role sounds like. great, somebody's going to write it now. Okay. Mm-hmm.
You heard it here first. Exclusive. Okay. Let's see. Why do you comment and PM on others' audios?
Encouragement for one. Letting people know that mm-hmm. I valued something enough to listen to it. And mm-hmm. honestly, don't we all want a little bit of validation?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And if I don't let them know, hey, I like that, they might not make any more.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. That's why I do it. So, yeah. All right. Do you have any special skills you would like to showcase?
Wow, for a second there, I started thinking of Taken, but no. actually, electronic work. For those that know of me, little bits. Yeah, I'm into electronics. And I can juggle badly.
Cool. Next question. What's one little-known fact about you or your audios that you wish more people knew?
Huh. One fact about my audios I wish more people knew.
Or about you.
Oh, I know the one, and I've been getting this out there. Not all my audios are scary. I had to tell this to...
That's a good one.
I had to tell this to Nicole Silver because she was like, you're very nice. I love talking with you backstage, mm-hmm. but there's no way I could listen to any of your audios. And I'm like going, oh, no, wait, they're not all scary. And so I sent her off a list and she enjoyed them. So, yeah, I wish people know, hey, I'm not actually Dr. M. That's just a role I love to play. No, I love puppies, walks in the park, ice cream.
Ice cream. Yes, that's a good one for people to know. Okay. What would be your dream audio to receive or to listen to?
Oh, scare me. Honestly, anything. Those are the ones I really enjoy.
To scare you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Or hey,
okay.
Do a superhero genre. I'm a sucker for that. I've recently seen that we have a newish member doing Wonder Woman audios.
That's awesome. But okay, so superheroes or fear.
Or make me laugh.
Or make you laugh.
Yeah.
Or all three.
Hey, if you can scare me, make me laugh, and it involves, superheroes, supervillains, hey, I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
Make a good funny bad guy.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. Makes sense. Okay. What would be your dream audio to produce?
The next one that gets my attention. I'm not incredibly prolific compared to some of them. I don't know how the ones pump one out a week. That's tiring. I try and fit it in as I can. When it has a lot of sound effects, I tend to delay a couple of months before I actually get it released, because I'm a stickler for if there's sound effects, I really want it to sound right.
Mm-hmm.
But if it doesn't have sound effects, if it caught my attention, I can probably practice it a bit and shoot it right out there.
Is there any type of, particular story or something that you've thought about that, I wish I had the time or skills to do an audio like this?
I'll be honest, the ones that can blend multiple people in audio, it's like, that's skill. I have edited multiple, duo at least, with The Good, The Bad, The Pretty. But, that's a lot of work. And my hat's off for it to people that can do that well.
I agree. That is skill. The next question I have is, what do you want for yourself in producing audios, and where do you see them going from here?
What do I want? I just want people to enjoy them. I make things that I would enjoy. I mean, I think that's bottom line, first what you should do. But knowing that at least a small group is happy with them, I'm not looking for everybody to love them, but I figure that if there's a niche audio that I'm enjoying, maybe there's a few others out there, and if I don't make it, maybe nobody will.
Right. That's a good point. I didn't think about it that way, but yeah, that makes sense.
And when they reach out to me, it's like, hey, somebody else. It's a connection.
Yeah, there's someone that's like me.
That's how I first really started to meet people online here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's one of the great things about GWA, I think, is finding other people that like the same stuff you do.
And when people comment on my audios, I try and comment back. And in some cases, that's made some beautiful dialogues.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree. Okay. And what have you learned so far on GWA?
That there is a wide ranging world out there of sexuality. And that's wonderful. I've also learned that we can all coexist. Which, I mean, I knew it, but getting to see it more in practice. I mean, we're in an environment where we can have an audio of a boyfriend and girlfriend cuddling and maybe doing a little light petting in the back of a cinema as an audio. And right next to it, we can have the one about the grandmother being fucked by a dog. And they both exist. And we...
Yes, that is true.
And honestly, there may be audios that, you know, I really don't want to hear, but that doesn't mean I don't like chatting with the person. I can divorce that.
Right.
And I mean, I did a script that I really was going to, I really want to record this, but I put out a call for, hey, give me a script, I'll do it for Halloween. And I got a vivisection script, and I'm going, it's a script about vivisecting a live girl. Oh, I'm just feeling wrong. I mean, and for me to get there, but I read the script, and it's a love story. It really is. And I have a lot of respect for that author.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I recorded it and posted it.
That was a good one.
If you can't tell, I tend to free associate a bit, so.
That's okay. No, that's perfectly all right. Okay, now we are on to the naughty questions. Dun, dun, dun. All right. How has GWA changed your view on specific kinks or sex in general? Or has it changed your view?
Well, actually, this will sound a little strange, but I came more to appreciate the vanilla side more of erotica.
Okay.
Used to bore the heck out of me. But finding actually some good performers and good scripters for that. Okay, I gotta change my mind.
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah, normally you hear kind of that from the other side, so it's interesting.
Yeah, well, I'm one of those old kinksters, so I came from the other direction.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Okay. So, what is your best sex story?
Well, I don't know if it's that great a story, but it's the one that's memorable to me, is I ended up getting a job working for a school where I was going to be a tutoring lab aide, and I got sent off to a conference before I started my job, where I'm supposed to go take notes, go to all these meetings, and I've got my suit on and my badge, and I'm a fresh-faced, scrubbed 22-year-old. That's trying to look like I'm an adult now. And met some other teachers there, and I did my mingling bit, and I was nervous, and went to the social function and got picked up by a 40-year-old. I learned a lot that night, and teachers can be kinky too, I found out. kind of set me down a path.
Aha. Uh-huh. Interesting. Okay. All right. Is that all you want to say about that?
Yep, that's it. I said it wasn't a great story.
Okay. No, that's fine. That's fine. Just want to make sure. Okay. Did the condom ever break on you? And what did you do?
No. The condom didn't break on me. There was a panic it might have.
Okay.
But we then verified, no, that thing was still watertight and all the cum was still in there. And that's how the partner and I first discovered that, yes, that women do cream when they get to a certain point. Uh-huh. Or many women do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Fair enough. Okay. Have you ever had a crazy mess, and what was it?
I've had the ones where we just had to toss the bed sheets.
Okay.
Probably the one, though, that was the messiest and most terrifying was having a loving evening with my wife, hot and sweaty and all that, in the dark bedroom, and I got up to go to the bathroom, and I look down, and my cock is drenched in blood.
Ooh.
Yeah, I started to freak for a brief moment till I then realized what had happened.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That would be a bit of panic. Yep.
Yeah. Well, you tell me a man that wouldn't panic seeing that, and I'll show you a liar.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want to tell us about your first time?
My first time was in my freshman year of college.
Okay.
And I was doing some acting with this one girl,
mm-hmm.
In a one act where we were playing an older married couple. And so we were always hanging out and doing performances, and then she decided I need to know what a husband felt like. So that was how I lost my virginity. I still correspond with her. She's now an older grandmother.
Okay. Yeah.
My wife and I send her Christmas cards.
Method acting.
Yeah, that's where I got into method acting, I guess. I didn't think about it that way.
Okay. Good. All right. So now I have my three questions. The first one you may recognize, which is, what author would you like to become the live-in sex toy of?
Oh, what author would I like to be the sex toy of? Damn.
Not easy, is it?
Actually thinking on it. Okay. I would have to say, Baron, I think it's Orczy. She's the one that wrote the Scarlet Pimpernel books.
Okay. Gotcha.
I think she would be fun.
Yes. All right. Fair enough. Okay. Fuck, marry, or kill. Dr. Evil, Dr. Horrible, or Professor Hubert Farnsworth from Futurama?
Oh, okay. Let's see. Dr. Evil. Oh, he's dying. I gotta kill Dr. Evil. He annoys me.
Okay.
Dr. Horrible and Professor Farnsworth. I would have to marry Dr. Horrible. He just has heart. Aww. Until it shattered. But, mm-hmm. I think he would be the one to marry. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I'd just fuck Farnsworth. I think he'd be a fun leg.
Okay. All right. I like that.
Besides, I don't think he has teeth, so.
And my last question is pretty easy, I think. What is your favorite curse word or phrase that is not just the word fuck?
Oh, I know which one it would be. Frel. Yeah, I'm a Farscape fan. And I've used frelling, you frelling moron, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a very general purpose curse word. It can just mean bastard, fuck, shit, all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm. True. That's true. Okay, fair enough. All right, is there anything else you would like to tell potential listeners to your audience?
What should I tell them? I'll be watching for you. Yes, yes, I will. That'd pretty much be it.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for doing the interview, Em.
Oh, my pleasure.
And I hope everybody will check out your audios on GWA. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.